to Cliff. If it's Jim.
Hey, Jim. It's Tyler over at Cardiff. How you doing?
Tyler, that was fast. What's happening, man?
Hey, no, I just actually checked my email here. I was about to step out of the office here, but I got a few minutes to talk. Figured I'd give you a call there.
Yeah, I wanted to follow back up with you, and I could not remember your name for the life, and I just searched bank in my emails, and you popped up, so I'm glad you did send me that email. But yeah, I wanted to move forward and, I guess, get some more information. We did end up locking up some of those winter contracts that we were waiting. That's that I was dragging my feet on.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I wanted to see what was all involved as far as funding. I have an opportunity to, you know, like I said, with the retail center opening up, you know, we're gonna need a loader and some more trucks and that. I wanted to reach out to you guys, you know, and see what you have to offer as far as equipment financing.
Yeah, I have in my notes here. You kind of were waiting on an appraisal there, and yeah, it was, I believe, a dump truck and a front loader there you were looking to bring on.
Yep, and I am still waiting on that appraisal. That is taking forever. As far as the building goes, but
mm-hmm.
You know, I kind of wanted to start reaching out with you guys too to see what was going on because, you know, we're running out of time.
No, yeah, and I mean, getting the paperwork out of the way is going to be just one less hassle you'll have there once the appraisal does potentially go through. Was it just the one dump truck and front loader you were going to be looking to bring on, or was there anything else since we last talked that you might be looking to bring on as well?
That for starters, and I'd have to ideally we could use two front end loaders, but you know, I'd have to see it, you know, as far as rates and how everything shakes.
Yeah.
Out.
Yeah. Yeah, so I mean, the equipment financing there, it's pretty straightforward. It's just like your traditional loan terms, you know, are 2 to 5 years typically. And it's kind of been our bread and butter here for the last 14 years. There was a few things there that it doesn't look like I have in my notes, just to get a better picture there of the business itself. What's your credit look like there with the business?
It's good.
It's good.
You know, we do have some debt out there. I wouldn't say we're A1, but we're not bad either.
Ballparkish, like maybe like high sixes, low sevens.
Yeah.
Okay. And then what was the debt you guys had for right now? Was it like a business loan that you guys currently had, or?
Yeah, business loan, and then obviously we're in rented property that we'll be gone, you know, we'll be moving into the building that we have a loan out on right mm-hmm. now. It's $250. So
okay.
That will be, that's the loan we have out now, building this new building, which will take over our, you know, we're paying $2,000 a month in rent.
Okay, $2,000 a month in rent. How much was the business loan that you guys had? How much is remaining on that?
It's still a credit line. It hasn't even been termed out yet, and it was $250.
$250 as well?
Yeah, was that your question? Yeah, because we borrowed $250, and it doesn't term out till March.
Okay.
It's still an open business line of credit, or whatever you'd call it.
I see. Yeah, I mean, the equipment's definitely something we can get the approval going once we do receive just the little paperwork that we need. We're kind of able to lay it out on the table for what you would be looking at. As long as the credit's pretty good, that is a pretty big chunk of the approval process, but as long as your gross annual sales line up. And how long have you guys been in business over there?
2008.
Okay, so you guys got some years under your belt. Yeah, I don't see the approval being an issue there. And the good news, too, is if you were looking to just start with the dump truck and the front loader, you know, get your foot in the door, create that relationship, and you prove that you're not really at risk to miss a payment, you're going to open yourself up to better programs, longer terms, and lower rates there if you do look to maybe bring on another front loader, or if you might need some capital there on the expansion. It really only is going to get better once you're in and solidified yourself. But if this is something you're looking to start getting the ball rolling on, we can get you an answer in right around 24 hours after we receive that paperwork that I had sent you over. I'm trying to pull up the email that I had sent you. If it was... Okay, yeah. So in the email there, I gave you the rundown of the offer itself and also what we would need for the approval. It's just the one-page app. Your most did you guys file 2015 on the taxes?
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, we would just need that, the application, and then 6 months of your most recent bank statements. You get that over to me, and I can get it over to underwriting. Usually get you an answer in 24 hours. If it makes sense for the business and it's something you want to pull the trigger on, we can get you funded in just another 24 hours after that. But the good news is once you're in the system and approved, it's good for 90 days. So if you were, a few weeks out on this front loader and truck, at least you kind of know what you have shopping power-wise in the back pocket.
Right. Okay, now let me ask you this. I just pulled up the email from my phone and I'm on the road, but mm-hmm. Where did you put in the email that we're pre-approved for 250? How is that pre-approval based off of? Where did that number come from?
Yeah, the pre-approval is based just off of the DMB database that we use. Basically, since you have a UCC filing, which was under Huntington National, it looks like back in 2013, and the fact that you're in the database, you've basically shown a good borrowing history. That's the pre-approval itself. To get the approval, those three things was what we would need to get you to that next step. Based off the information I've gotten from you, I don't see that being an issue. But like I said, as soon as I get that over, I can get your hard numbers and breakdowns for everything that you're going to be approved in just about 24 hours.
Okay. If you want to do me a favor, resend me that email. You want to leave me to send me the same one? And then it'll be at my desk in the morning, and I'll get working on getting that together for you.
Yeah, I'll re-put that email together for you. When do you think you might be able to get that paperwork back to me?
By the end of the week.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, if you can get that to me by the end of the week, we can get the ball rolling. Underwriting department's going to get pretty slammed here this month. We really start to pick up, so the sooner we get that in, get you approved, it should be smooth sailing from there.
Okay.
All right, Jim, we'll be in contact.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Bye.